I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you've been watching the Winter Olympics, you've been hearing a lot of this. Through the end of Olympic competition on Monday, the U.S. team had won 7 gold medals. The medal ceremony is traditionally an emotional yet sober moment, but that tradition has been waning. The World's Jason Margolis looks at how the medal ceremony has lost some of its luster.
Mexico City, 1968, winner's podium. Two American sprinters, Tommy Smith and John Carlos, lowered their heads and defiantly raised their fists, wearing black gloves as the Star-Spangled Banner played. It was a sign of black power. The two men were quickly suspended from the U.S. team. That put the International Olympic Committee on high alert at the next Summer Olympics, explains David Walachinsky with the International Society of Olympic Historians.
And so, 4 years later, in 1972, when two other Americans won medals in the 400 meters, they were very casual. They didn't stage a protest, but they were casual. They joked. They came off the podium. One of them twirled the medal around his finger.
The International Olympic Committee kicked them out. There was nothing political about their actions. It was just seen as poor taste. 10 years ago at the Summer Games in Sydney, U.S. sprinters won gold in the 4x100 relay. The men got their medals and struck mock bodybuilder poses. Sprinter Maurice Green stuck out his tongue at the camera. People were offended, and the sprinters quickly apologized. Fast forward to Vancouver. U.S. snowboarder Shaun White won gold. As the national anthem was being played, he pointed to somebody in the crowd and mouthed some words. His teammate, bronze medalist Scott Lego, did the same. White also played a little mock air guitar a la Jimi Hendrix. Everybody seemed to love it. It didn't bother David Walachinsky either.
I think it's just 2010 and these guys are snowboarders. I mean, Shaun White doesn't appear to me to be an unpatriotic person. Nobody ever schooled him in the protocol of medal ceremony at the Olympics.
Then there's U.S. skier Bodie Miller. When the national anthem was played for him, Miller stood tall with a slight smile and misty eyes, the portrait of a proud, respectful Olympian. But then the cameras held a close-up, and he was chewing gum. Miller also didn't have his hand over his heart. According to the U.S. code, when the national anthem is played, non-military people are to stand at attention, their right hand over their heart. So far, only 2 of 7 U.S. gold medalists have done it right. Downhill ski champ Lindsey Vonn and figure skater Evan Lysacek. Snowboard cross gold medalist Seth Westcott did not put his hand over his heart. I asked him if it was a predetermined decision.
I couldn't actually tell you what I do with my hands at all. I'm not sure.
You know that feeling when everybody is singing happy birthday and watching your reaction? Westcott says that's nothing compared to standing through an 84-second anthem at the Olympics.
I mean, walking out on that stage with as many thousands of people surrounding you, you feel a little awkward as well, you know? And it's kind of like, God, I feel like I should be doing something up here, but...
What Westcott did was sing. He's been the only American gold medalist to sing his whole national anthem. Canadian freestyle skier Alex Bilodeau tried to do that too, but he appeared to stammer on the words to O Canada. He was clearly overwhelmed as thousands of ecstatic countrymen serenaded him. Bilodeau had just won his country's first ever gold medal on home soil. One other problem, though. According to Canadian custom, men should take off their hats during Canada's national anthem. Bilodeau forgot about that. Whatever Bilodeau's gaffes, he remains the toast of Canada. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.